Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Anansi is a classic figure from West African and African-American mythology. This clever little trickster god is credited with bringing all kinds of things into the world, from disease to wisdom. Today we have friend of the show, Randall McGee, along with his trusty dragon, Grork, here to tell us all about how Anansi brought stories into the world. Here's Randall and Grork.
We're really glad to be here today.
Yeah, well, where are we?
Well, we're here at Story Ark to share a story.
So, where do stories come from?
Well, that's a story in itself.
I guess I could have known.
So let me share this with you.
Can I help you?
I'll just tell the story.
That's what I want to help you with.
What do you want to do?
You know, like I do at home.
Not today.
Come on.
Grork likes to do noises. He likes to act out the story.
Make sound effects.
Look, I'll let you help me.
Oh, yeah.
If you'll behave yourself. Will you behave yourself?
Oh, sure.
All right. Well, the story starts.
And you're going to do it right now?
Yes, I'll start right now.
Okay.
And I'd like to...
And I get to help you?
You get to help me.
Okay.
So,
and they're going to have a good time, right?
Grork, would you stop talking when I'm talking, please?
I can't talk when you talk. That's impossible. You think you know that by now?
Anyway, the story begins.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
Far away in the land of Africa. What are you doing?
Jungle noises!
All right, in Africa.
Yeah.
It was back at the beginning of time.
That long ago.
It was a time when everything was just about perfect.
Huh?
You see, it was never too hot. It was never too cold.
It was just right.
Wrong story. But it was a perfect time, and it was a time when every living creature could talk.
Huh?
Well, the people could talk.
Oh, duh.
But even the animals, to the smallest little creature, could talk.
If we could talk to the animals, just a minute.
Wrong story. However, at this time, there was one big problem.
Na-na-na-na.
Right. You see, there was nothing to talk about.
Huh?
Everything was just so perfect. Everything was just so nice. There was nothing really to say to each other. People would say, well, how are you today? And they'd just say,
fine.
Like that.
Huh.
Or, what did you do yesterday?
Same old, same old.
Exactly. Nothing to talk about at all.
Boring.
Everybody was frustrated and bored. But the most frustrated of all creatures was Anansi.
Huh?
Anansi, the spider.
Huh?
He was frustrated because he loved to talk.
I do too.
I've noticed.
I like to talk all the time.
Yes, Grork.
I talk to you. I talk to my friends. Some people think I talk too much, but I don't think I talk too much. Do you think I talk too much?
Yes.
Who asked you?
Anyway, Anansi, out of boredom one day with nothing to say, spun his spider's web until it brushed the clouds in the sky.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
What are you doing?
Brushing the clouds.
And then he heard something there in the clouds that was strange, beyond compare. What he heard was a happy sort of sound that he had never heard before. You and I would call it laughing.
Oh.
Just like that. Right. We got the idea. And then he heard voices that said, Nyame, that was a wonderful story. Tell us another.
Huh?
Anansi had never heard of something called a story that people like to listen to. And so he climbed up into the clouds and he discovered that he was near the castle of Nyame.
Huh?
The king of the sky.
Oh, yeah.
And so he ran up to the castle and he pounded on the door. Thunk, 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 on the door.
You're closer.
Well, Nyame, the king of the sky, opened his door.
Realistic, huh?
Yeah. And he looked outside. Oh, he looked down. And he said, Anansi, little spider, why have you come up to my castle in the sky?
I don't know.
But Anansi said, Nyame, I hear that you have something that is fun to listen to called A Story.
Oh, yeah.
May I have a story, please, to share with my friends?
Please, 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 can I have a story? Please, please.
Nyame said, no, I don't give my stories away. But Anansi wasn't deterred. He said, I could buy stories. I can spin silk. I can make cords. Could I sell you something?
Yeah, do you take zenno?
Probably not. But Nyame said, no, I don't sell my stories, but to make this interesting, I will trade you my stories.
Oh, yeah.
If you can bring me a nest of wasps.
Wasps?
Yes.
With stingers?
With stingers.
I hate stingers!
And bring me the longest python snake in the jungle. And the most ferocious leopard
with claws
and fangs.
Oh, no!
Anansi said, I'll be right back.
Huh?
And so as quick as could be, he ran back to his web. He climbed down it, ran to his house, and he gathered everything that he would need to capture those three creatures. He grabbed a bucket of water.
Okay.
A gourd with a cork in it.
What's a gourd?
A gourd is like a big squash, only it's hard on the outside and hollow on the inside.
What do you do with it?
You put things in it.
Oh, like a jar?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then he grabbed a long, long bamboo pole, some rope, and a shovel.
I could dig it.
And with those things, he headed off into the jungle.
Oh, no, oh, no, in the jungle, the nighty jungle.
Wrong story. Well, with those things, he headed off. And it wasn't long before he heard a buzzing sound. Just like that. And when he looked up, he saw a nest of wasps.
Oh, no, with stingers.
He took that bucket of water.
Yeah.
And he threw it on the wasp's nest.
Oh, no.
The wasps came out.
They're mad.
And they flew all around Anansi, but he yelled, wasps, it's starting to storm. Your nest will be washed away and you'll be all drowned. Well, now the wasps were afraid.
What can I do?
Right. He said, if you fly inside the gourd, you'll stay safe and dry. And so one by one, the wasps flew inside to the gourd, and he put the cork in and said, are you safe and dry? They all answered,
yes.
And they were safe inside the gourd.
That was tricky.
Just then, along came the longest python snake he had ever seen.
Hey, could I pretend I'm the snake?
You're a dragon. You've got...
I'll just pretend. We're kind of related.
All right, so you're the python.
Yeah.
And the pythons came slithering down the path. Anansi said, Python, I think my friends were wrong about you.
What do you mean?
They said you're the longest snake in the jungle.
I am.
Well, I have this long pole. Let me use it to measure you.
All right.
And so the snake slithered up alongside of the pole like that.
Yeah.
And Anansi said, you're wiggling too much. Let me tie your tail.
Hey, what's your tail?
To the end of the pole. Now you can stretch out straight, but you're still wiggling too much. Let me tie your stomach.
Hey, you hit the tickle spot.
To the pole. And then he said, you're still wiggling. Let me tie your neck. It wasn't that tight. There. He said, it is true. You are the longest snake of the jungle.
Yeah, you can let me go now.
No, I need to show you to my friends, he said.
Huh?
And so he set the python snake tied securely to the pole off to this side.
Tricky, tricky.
Just then, he heard the roar of a ferocious leopard. Like that. And so quickly, he dug a hole in the jungle path, covered it over with branches and leaves.
Somebody might step on that.
That's the idea. And so, as the leopard came running down the jungle path, it stepped on those sticks and fell into the hole. Leopard, said Anansi, you have been caught in a trap.
I know.
Let me help you out.
Hooray!
And so Anansi grabbed a springy bamboo next to the pit, and he tied the rope to the end of the bamboo and said, "Here, leopard, tie this to your tail. I'll pull you out." And so the leopard tied the rope to his tail.
How did he do that?
It's a story.
Oh, yeah.
And when it was secure, Anansi let go of the bamboo.
Yeah.
And it sprung up, pulling the leopard right up out of the pit.
Ooh!
Just like that. But then it bounced him back and forth at the end of the bamboo. Ooh! Until the leopard was so dizzy, he couldn't stand up. Well, Anansi used the rope to tie the leopard's sharp claws together, his mouth with the sharp teeth closed, and with the leopard, the snake, and the nest of wasps in the gourd, he climbed the spider web back up to the clouds and ran up to the door of Nyame's castle and pounded on it.
Thunk, thunk, thunk.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, Nyame opened the door. And he looked outside. He looked down and he said, "Anansi, why are you back so soon?"
"I don't know."
Anansi said, "Nyame, I have brought you the three things you asked for. Here is a nest of wasps. Here is the longest python snake of the jungle. And here the most ferocious leopard." Nyame was shocked. No. That means he was surprised. Because no one had ever been clever enough to bring those things to him. And he said, "You are by far the most clever of all creatures, Anansi. And so, yes, I will share with you all of my stories.
Hooray!
Beginning with the story of how you brought these three things to me."
"Oh, yeah, that's a story, too."
And so now Anansi had stories that he could share with all of his friends.
Hooray!
Some of the stories would make his friends laugh. Some of the stories would make his friends cry. But soon everyone was sharing stories. And that's where stories came from. A little spider. And that's why we're here today.
All right. I like that story.
Stay tuned for more.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Randall McGee, for sharing his story. Randall is a professional storyteller. You can find more information on his Facebook page, Randall McGee as Hans Christian Andersen, or on his website, www.mcgeeproductions.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.